Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing B'Siyata D'Shmaya, our series of Shi'uvim in the Sefer HaKadosh Maseilas Yesharim. We are on the third Perek. And in the previous shiur, we were discussing why people are sad. I'd like to talk about that a little bit more. Nana Hadzitzal says in the Shimon Kvatzim Kvevetei Visvesh Memches, Shemargisha Adam et Atzmo Katan Muruchak Aluv Mushpal Azeda Ki Hashem Imo Shiki Yeschus Ar Mori Mirasi Chayim Chavit Fege Bas Mechad Vizpasi Dina Bracha Vesa Esther Adasa. When a person feels himself that he's small, he's distant, low, then he knows that God is with him. Bilchata. Shehi adinuta shel anava amitit. When a person feels himself so low, he knows that God is with him. And not only that, he's going to find that his ashpal, of his lowness, comes from the shining of this great light of shleimus, of godly shleimus, in his soul at the root. And since this picture of godless is going through his mind, his ritzanos, his hargashos, there's this great light in his soul, and that's why he realizes he's so low, because he sees he feels the shleimus of the world, he feels the shleimus of Hashem. And once you're connected to that, so you're in a different level. And that's why, on one hand, he sees the greatness of Hashem, he sees his own shiflus. And then he should be filled with simcha. Because now he just puts him in his place, he's humble, realizes who he is, doesn't have crazy ideas about his level. He becomes a true anav. And on the other hand, he's now going to strive high because he's had a little glimpse of shlemus. In the Pinkasim, in Pinkas Zayin Ost Tzadites, the Rav writes, "In the famim hechshbon shelo kol kach mupalat zlat sheino motzei betocho mumu me'atov, avoz hachalada ve'yonim mekifim oto mitzad hakarat hachet ve'ahava shebetocho, shehu reitzitz sheraishit tzmichata shel hatshuva. Halo gam zeh atzmo harei yesh bo tov gadol." Sometimes his cheshbon is so foggy, he doesn't find anything good in him. Then the anxiety, sadness, surround him because he recognizes sin and the evil within him. So this person who doesn't see anything good inside himself, so now he's started the path of tshuva, and that had a great good to it. Now he's on the road, he's on the tshuva road. So this is good. It's good sometimes to sin and to see yourself as being nothing, and that starts the tshuva process. And then to be filled with simcha, not to hold on to that sadness, but to be filled with simcha. You have this great she'ifa. Know that you want to be great, but trust me, there are plenty of people in this world who are totally cool with themselves, and they should be miserable. They should be saying, look at where I am, look at how much time I waste, look at what nonsense goes through them. I watch, I speak, I think, I hear. They don't. They're totally okay with themselves. So the fact that you're feeling down about your matzav is itself a reason to feel very positively and optimistic. Rav writes, "Hatzlachot haromemot shelev kol adam kol kach oreg lahem, inam kim toladot nekudat haratzon hatov hakadosh v'abahir." שידיעה זו מתבררת, מיד מוצא את עצמו מלא חדווה מסולק מכל עצבות. הוא מכיר שהוא אינו צריך, כי אם לאמץ את רצונו לטוב, זה מסור בידו בכל עת ורגע. The success that a person's heart so much desires are only the toladas, they're only the outgrowths. Of the nekudas haratzon hatov, of the point of positive desire, and then you're filled with happiness, because you realize that all you have to do is just strengthen your desire to do good, and you made it. You're there. That's the goal in life. The goal in life is to be filled with the desire to do good, obviously to do good as much as you can. So it's really in your hands. Your happiness is in your hands, and that really is the source of simcha. The greatest source of simcha, I think, for a person should be the knowledge that his happiness is in his own hands, her own hands. The more ba'al tchunot meguvanot a person is, the more a person has multiple faceted personality. He needs to really focus on his uniqueness and not to compare yourself with others. Not to compare himself with others. That's Yisod Gadol Me'od. Says the Rav in Shemayin HaKvatzim, Kovetz Beis, Reishit Gimel. Adam tzich lakir min etiyotav ha-pnimiyot et tochen, et ha-tochen shu tzich lotzi min ha-koach al ha-poh. V'yismach tamid b'chelko. V'yachazik bo b'chol tokef. ואם מרגישו שיש לו תכונה מורכבת מכמה נטיות הפכיות, אל ישים ליבו מה שאצל רוב בני אדם נטייה קלה אחת סותרת לחברתה, לחשוב שגם אצלו הדין כן, כי אז יאבד בידיים חלק גדול מעצמיותו. אלא ידון שכיוון שכך הוא טבע נפשו, הינו מוכשר לאחד בקרבו העניינים שאצל רוב בני אדם הם מפורדים, בין בעבודות מעשיות, בין בהשגת תורה וחוכמה, בין ברגשי הנפש ותכונות המידות. A person has to know from his qualities, from his natural inclinations and nature, what his purpose is. And be happy with his chelek. In other words, a lot of people are looking at other, myself included, at other people's chalakim and saying, oh, it would be great if I had that chelek. But it's important to remind yourself it's a package deal. If you're the other guy, you have to be everything he is. Most of us really don't want that. If we'd really know what the other, who the other person is, we wouldn't. We'd be happy with who we are. And your and even if a person isn't happy, but there's really nothing to do about it. There's nothing practical that's going to be accomplished in being miserable that this is the way you are. These are your talents. Some people have musical talents, some people are artists, they make beautiful creations, other people are poetic, they write beautiful poetry, some people are good technologically with techie things, some people have very good with science, math. Some people are very psychologically astute, interested in that direction. Some people love abstract philosophy. Some people are very physical, they're into physical fitness. It's very important to them. These are all, everybody has different traits and different qualities. And a person has to appreciate what one's own qualities are. And then try to use that as much as one can to serve Hashem. And just because one isn't Rebbe Akiva Eiger doesn't mean he shouldn't learn. About everybody's chayv in Talmud Torah. Bein ani, bein ashir, like the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam say. Bein bal yisurin, bein bari, everybody's chayv. But the question is, what's going to be my primary focus in life? Not everybody is cut out to sit and learn. Some people are great at that. They can sit and learn. A person shouldn't say, all right, I love learning, I can do it, My father-in-law is going to support me. My wife has a great job. Everything's fine financially. Mom should love to learn, but I'm not Rebbe Nachum Zembe. Nachum Zembe was a kind of going. I'm not the Avnei Nezer. Seder, who says you have to be the Avnei Nezer? Hashem wanted there to be one Avnei Nezer in history, and it wasn't you. He didn't choose you. He chose you for other things. So appreciate that that's your quality. You love to learn Torah, and learn. If you can learn all day, as much as you can, and develop your own talents, and as far as it goes, and no, maybe you won't be recognized as the Gadol Hador, but you're going to be the Gadol Hador in being you. It's also a form of being the Gadol Hador. No, nobody's as great as you being you. I mean, compare yourself to Reb Chaim Kanievsky for a moment. Did Reb Chaim Kanievsky do a good job at being you? No. Obviously, that wasn't his tafkid. It's not a chesar in Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Reb Chaim Kanievsky was the best Reb Chaim Kanievsky he could be. So you could be the best that you could be. And that's all. It's that simple. Hard to live that way sometimes, but that's what's the required of us. So you should be happy with your chelek. And if you feel that you have qualities that seem to contradict each other, don't get down about that. For some people, these are contradictions, but for you, it's a shleimus. And don't lose your atzmius. That's one of the yesodos of the Rav. You have an atzmius. You have essential quality, essential nature. Don't lose it. It's great. It's awesome. Awesome. Love it. And if you see these contradictions, live with the contradictions. Say, that's part of what makes me unique. Rav himself had contradictions. On one hand, he was a Gemara genius. He knew Shas and Peskim backwards and forwards with a lot of Chidushim and Pupulim. On the other hand, part of him pulled him in the other direction. He should just be Osek Barazei Torah. The secrets, Kabbalah. On the other hand, he loved to help people. He really felt the need to help. Forget it, close the books. Wasn't an academic, that's for sure. Wants to help people, wants to do chesed. He writes in a letter, Kol yeshiva kol chefzi, my entire desire is to do good for a Jew. I just want to do good for people. Remember, exactly, it's Be'erich Lashon. Kol yeshiva chefzi. My whole desire is to do good. The beginning of Chelek Aleph of the Igros. So which one was he? Was he an academic, a talent scholar? Was he a mekubal? Was he an ish chesed? He was all of them. And that's what we have to do. We have to see what our qualities are and then forge them together into one unity. That's who we are, and that's how we're going to serve Hashem. And don't compare yourself to other people, because you're not that other person. And don't look at society and think, ah, this is what society wants me to be. You're not going to be happy if you're what society wants you to be. Nor are you going to be pleasing the Rabbanu Shalom. Rabbanu Shalom wants you to be you. So, back into the Masilas Yesharim. Spoke about pishbush and mishmush. Pishbush is to see if there are any bad things that you're doing. And mishmush is to feel around and see the good things that you're doing. And make sure that it's pure. Make sure there's nothing bad involved, nothing negative. The Rav writes, in Shemoneh Kvatzim, in Pevetz Gimel, Shin Yid Aleph, Adam tzich lasot cheshbon nafsho am shoyf hu leizi davar tov, ala tzorich hadavar liyot vemet nizgav v'na'ala, atzimiyuta shal ha-shifa bo tipo seket mochicha el sigubo shal neshef. Ubezei yasir menucha memucho kol sugi ha-machshavot ha-psulot, shemitlavot ela, ki ach ha-tzedek ha-yosher ha-dat ha-amiyat ha-buriyot ha-omets ha-dinut ha-yofti kol ele b'tzvayim ha-yoter ha-shirim, ובמניות יותר גדולות וכבירים בגודל הכמותי והאיכותי, רק הוא עולה, משתפר ומתקרב במרומי הר האל. הסיגים שמחשבותיו ייתנו ויפתחו, יפחתו, צמא נפשי ואלוקים לקל חי. זאת אומרת, אם המחר סיז דרקוס נס לביבוי חן, יש to examine his meisim, there were that pneos, and the Rav adds, that even if there are pneos, but the ikar she'ifa, it's for good, and it's kavua in your nefesh, both in a constant way, that shows that it's pure. And then you should try b'menucha to remove what's negative. The fact that you have something positive, it's primarily positive, that means that it's good. And then you should b'meser b'menucha, what's called sigei machshavos hapsulos. Okay, there's something negative, well, the shema that comes with it, that's fine. And make sure that it tries to try to purify it. But remember, it's good. Because primarily you want it to be good. So stay with it. Stay with this mahalach and just try to remove the negative thoughts. Okay, so Mitzvah Sham, next share on this Mitzvah Sham, we're going to continue on and see more important lessons. Shalom, shalom, sweet Israel.